Hello, welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast, a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. This podcast is designed for women to just be free to speak about any topic, have candid conversations, and be transparent about their journey in life. I am Trisha Duckworth. Listen, from the day we arrived on this planet and blinking, stepped into the sun, there's more to see that can ever be seen, more to do that can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life. And it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place on the path unwinding in the circle. This circle of life. For all of you who do not know, these were the lyrics from the movie The Lion King, the artist Lebo M and Carmen T. Today's topic, the circle of life. Now, as we begin a new year, this new year, 2022, some of us have been facing incredible obstacles. We all have been facing a global pandemic and have been in it for 2 years now. So many of you have lost loved ones to this virus. So many of you have seen your loved ones have to walk again, talk again, still having gain back their sense of smell or their sense of taste because of contracting this virus. So many of you know so many people who tested positive within the last 2 years of this virus. And yet again, we're here still facing this virus. Still making New Year's resolutions. Still trying to have a better year from the last year, and we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to act, some of us. But allow me to encourage you to lean on God. He can do the impossible. And I believe at some point we've forgotten about that. Yes, we're still in this virus, yes. But have we ever stopped to understand or try to understand that there's a reason? There's a reason, and God knows the reason. And I truly believe that God will share what the reason is if he haven't already. Because the fact of the matter is, we've forgotten about him. We forgot that he was in control. We forgot that he's the creator of the universe. When did we forget that? When did we walk away from that? And now we're all tuned into the medical examiners, the medical professionals, you know, and watching and listening to what they have to say versus what God has already said. Some of you walk around in this circle of life and accept the diseases and health challenges as if they were yours. And why do I say that? Because you call it yours. You take ownership of it. And it saddens me. It really does. When I'm speaking to someone and they're talking about the disease or the health element that they're going through, and they call it theirs, like my diabetes, my high blood pressure. You're taking ownership and not recognizing the power in your tongue. You're not recognizing how much power and strength you really have. And I know I may have some just people who is going to really disagree in what I'm about to say now. And that's fine. That is fine. You can disagree with me. This is my podcast. I'm going to speak it the way I feel it. But I am so, so disappointed in the church. I am. Because we are supposed to have that strong faith. I truly believe that we stood together in numbers, stood together on God's word, stood together on what he said and what he's doing. This virus would not still be here. But we, some of us, as strong faith believers, have started fearing, have started wavering in our faith, have stopped getting on our knees and fighting and warring. We know the battle is God's. Of course we know that. But some things just happen, or some things would be taken away with prayer and fasting. And the church is so much more scared now than the heathens. And the heathens is looking at the church like, wow, if you don't have faith, ooh, I don't have a leg to stand on. Let that resonate. Let that resonate in your spirit. Because what we have to do is get back to our rightful places. Get back to the word of God. What did God say? When this pandemic first took place, God had me go back to study the book of Exodus, where there were so many plagues where God was, you know, trying to save his people. As Moses kept going to Pharaoh saying, let my people go. And he was sending all these plagues to Pharaoh. Okay, I had to go study that. Study it. I encourage you to study it. Study the word. Don't forget what God said. Those plagues were pandemics. They were viruses. They were all kind of things that God was doing during that season. But he was protecting his. He was protecting his people. He was protecting his. And even after all that protection, all the protection that he did for us, he was protecting them, they still turned their back on God when they got to the promised land. Remember? Read it for yourself. Listening audience, we keep turning our back on God. And it's sad. It's sad that we can believe him for certain things, but we can't believe him for everything. You can believe him to pay your bills, to put food on your table, but you can't believe him to strike out a virus that we have been walking through for the last 2 years? Really? What happened? What happened to our faith? Some of you just walking around talking about, and you want people to listen to you. You want to minister to people, but you're shaking in your pants and allowing them to see you shaking in your pants. Who's going to listen to you? Who's going to listen to you? They're watching you fear. God has not given us a spirit of fear. Why do we take it on? Why? Have we ever stopped to think about that? Why are we taking on things that is not of God? When you mothers, when you talk about your children, your adult children getting on drugs or doing things that's not lining up with the will of God, when did you stop praying? When did you start accepting things that's not of God? Just because you love them don't mean you have to support or accept things that does not line up with God. When did you stop praying? When did you stop believing that God can do the impossible? And that he won't fail you. Yes, there may be challenges. Yes, there's going to be the trials. Yes, there's going to be things that take place. But God has already prepared us, and we don't even realize it. We don't even realize how much strength we really have. 2021, I'm sure, has, oh my God, 2020 and 2021, as far as it relates to the pandemic. But let me just speak about 2021 for me. 2021 for me was a very, very, very difficult year. Very difficult. Very difficult. I lost three loved ones. Three family members passed away in the month of May. And my husband's best friend. So that makes four people. Because he is still devastated behind that. But you know what happened to me in that? The fact of the matter that the other three, including my husband's best friend and then the two family members, they passed away of sickness. Some things happened, like a heart stop, aneurysm, no COVID related. I don't have a family member, haven't had a family member, won't have a family member that has passed away due to COVID, because I've spoken it and I believe the power in my tongue. Okay. But for my daughter-in-law, daughter in love, my grandbaby's mom to be murdered. Y'all, I would have never thought in a million years I would have had to go through something like that. It was very devastating. And I remember going through it to a degree where I kept saying to myself, I can't pray her back. I can't fast her back. I can't get on my knees and cry to God for her to come back, because she's gone, long gone. But what I can do in this season is continue to pray for her children, continue to pray for all those who were left behind, their strength to get through this. And I'm here to tell y'all, God is doing just that. We're getting through it. He's giving us the strength to get up every morning to do whatever it is we need to do. And guess what? He'll do it for you. Some things are just completely out of our control. Some things are just completely out of our control. But some things we have in our control. And we tend to walk away from it. We tend to look the other way. We tend to look at it as if God is not going to do anything. He's not going to help me through this. He's not going to give me the strength to get through this. And I come to tell y'all, the devil is a lie. Listen, we're in a new year now. In this circle of life, right? The reason why we keep going through some of the things we go through, trying to set New Year's resolutions, trying to say we're going to be a better us in this new year, and yet at the end of the year, we find ourselves still not being where we want to be, still not doing what we want to do, still not in that position where we need to be, because we keep going through this circle of life, where we keep doing the same things. Our mindset has not changed. Listening audience, when is your mindset going to change? You have to change your mind and get to a place where you and God is having a conversation. You're reading his word to know what it is he has for you, what his will and his plan is for you. Because I believe we lost insight of that. It's God's will for us to prosper and to be in good health. A lot of us need to change our way of eating. It's a lifestyle change. And it's not hard. I hear so many people say they're addicted to sweets or addicted to sodas / pop, whatever you want to call it. I know that we all suffer with something, and we all have things that we have to work out within ourselves. But I'm going to tell y'all something about me. I've never wanted anything to take first precedence over my life. So I would never use that word addicted. Only thing I want to be addicted to is God's word and his will for my life, so I can live the life that I need to live through him, in him. So when it's time for, when I need a miracle, and when it's time for a miracle, I can speak that miracle. I can speak those blessings. I can speak those things that I'm believing God for, because I'm lined up with his will. So in this circle of life, we have these people, right? We have these people that we're connected to, these friends that we're connected to, that's always speaking negative, walking in strife, mess. And once again, we're wondering why we ain't out of the situations that we want to be out of. Once again, we're wondering why year after year, we're still going through the same thing. It don't have to be. It does not have to be. Allow me to encourage you. What do you do? What do you do? You will get through it. You will push through it. You will keep your eyes on the prize. Why do we get up? And I'm guilty too, you all. I can tell you I am guilty. I have done this. I used to get up with my busy day, running out the house, not giving God nothing until I either get in my car or get to that place. And then I say a couple of prayers. Lord, help me, keep me, protect me. If that means get up an extra half an hour in the morning to get on your knees because you don't know what's out there. You don't know what you're about to face. Get on your knees and hear from God. Talk to God. Spend time with God before you walk out that house. So God can tell you what you need to hear before you need to see it. God may be telling you when you get in your car, take the scenic route. God may be telling you to make a right when you're making a left. But because we're not spending time with Him, we won't hear from Him. Well, that's the way it is in life, your circle of life. Spend time with Him so you can hear from Him. There ain't nothing that important for us to run out this house or run out our homes, run out in that car, get in that car, and get to wherever it is we're trying to get to without spending time with God. Now you think about it. Think about it. Think about it. I know this may be harsh, and I don't want it to be. Listening audience, this is not my intentions for this podcast, this particular topic, to be harsh, but it's much needed. We keep seeing the same things. We keep seeing the same thing. How many of you all know that scripture? If my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from my wicked ways, turn from your wicked ways, and then you will hear from God. You will hear what God has to say. You will see God move in such a way. But some of us will turn from our wicked ways, but we won't pray. Some of us will pray, but we won't turn from our wicked ways. It go hand in hand. That's what the scripture says. It go hand in hand. We have to get to a point, a place in life that we understand that God is still in control. He's still creator of the universe, you all. He know what He's doing, and He know what you're doing or not doing. Mm-hmm. He's still a miracle worker. He can work this thing out. I'm shocked, too, that we're still in a pandemic, as you all are, as we all are. But it saddens me that we as strong faith believers are just folding up the towel, throwing in the towel, sitting down like God is not in control, and you know this. But you forgot? Did you forget? So as we continue to go through another year, another year, and if you do not change your mind about things that you need to be doing or things that you want to do, increase your faith. Pray to God to help your unbelief. I'm not throwing stones at nobody just because your faith is not what my faith is. I'm not doing that. Please don't take this out of context. I'm not doing that. And I'm not going to apologize either for me having strong faith and me looking to God for everything, everything. Y'all, it's by the grace of God I made it through this year after all I've gone through. Well, how did I make it through? Because I kept my eyes on the prize. That's how I made it through. I kept my eyes on God. Yes, it was hard. In the book of John, God said that in this life we're going to have tribulations, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. He said, be of good cheer. So yes, we're all going to face things in life. Yes, we're all going to face some type of death. No one is going to live forever. We're going to face things in life. We're going to go through some stuff. But I always say it's not necessarily what you go through, but it's how you choose to go through it. I choose to go through it with my eyes on God. And y'all, listen, I've had my eyes on God with tears bawling down my face. Okay? Bawling down my face. Rolling down my face in puddles. And I seen him do some miraculous things. I seen him show up and show out. So yes, in this circle of life, we need to know who's in that circle, right? We need to know not only who's that circle in that circle, but you can control that. You can control who's in your circle. Some of you are in these dead relationships year after year and expecting God to do a miracle in it when God told you to come out of it. Some of those friends were in your life just for a season. They wasn't meant to be in your life forever or for a long period of time, as you say. But you won't let them go, and you know they messy. Every time you call them, they got some mess to say. Every time you call them, they got some negative to say. Find somebody to come into your circle that's always talking positive. And tell them. Tell them how much you appreciate them. Tell them you're grateful for them to be in your life because they always have something positive to say around the time you need to hear it. Now, that's in your control. What you going to do with it? You need to get those messy, strife-walking people out of your life. I know that didn't make no sense, but let me tell you. Move them out of your life, okay? Move them out of your life. Because you're going to find yourself another year going through the same thing. Experiencing the same turmoil, the same pain, speaking the same mess because you're not realizing the power of your tongue. I've heard so many of you tell me that you're waiting on God to speak. Well, how do you know God haven't spoke already? Were you listening? What are you waiting for? A lot of us... And I know for me as well, there has been things I've gone through and I can hear God in my spirit say, you're waiting on me, but I'm waiting on you. So once again, listening audience, what is it that you need to be doing? Because you say you're waiting on God, but God is waiting on you. So you're going to actually go through another year, feeling the way you're feeling, doing the things you're doing that does not line up with the will of God, then shame on you. Then you wonder why. Year after year, you keep experiencing the same thing. Wow. So those incredible obstacles that you're facing, you speak to that thing and you tell that thing it does not have to take over in your life no more. Those heavy trials and tribulations that you're going through that you have been facing for the last couple of years, you speak through it. And let's all of us collectively pray, fast, get on our knees about this pandemic. Get on our knees about God showing up and showing out. You don't have to walk in fear. Y'all, you don't have to walk in fear. I can't say that enough. God didn't give you that. Why take on that spirit? He's giving you peace and a sound mind. Love and a sound mind. A sound mind. That peace that surpasses all understanding. The world won't understand why we're so at peace in the middle of a pandemic. Hmm. Y'all, I must say, these last 2 years, I have never feared this thing. I haven't. I talked to this thing face to face and told it, I'm not getting it. I'm not. Okay? So that's why I'm asking you all to pray to God to help your unbelief. Because some of you want to believe, but don't. So what is it? Once again, you're trusting God for some things, but not all things. What is it? You say you have faith, but when the test comes, you fold under. We don't have to. We don't have to. So I say to you all, I pray that you have a phenomenal 2022. I pray that some of the blessings, some of the miracles that you've been believing God for come to pass. I do. I really do. But I also pray that you stay in God's face so you can hear his voice for yourself. And yes, God will send people to you. Yes, he will confirm his word. Yes, he will. But listen, you have to know his word first. You have to know what he's saying first. So therefore, when somebody come and start talking to you about whatever, you'll know if that's from God or not. Because you already know what he said through his word. Stay focused. Let that be something that you do for 2022. Stay focused on God. Stay focused on his plan. Stay focused on his purpose for your life. Don't let nobody take you out of that. And I promise you, I promise you, but the promises have already been made through God's word. He will show up. Oh, yes, he will. He promised he would. And he's a God that he wouldn't lie, nor is he a son of man that he has to repent. He's not going to do it. He's not going to have to repent. He's not going to lie. His word is fulfilled with his promises to us, to you and to I. And he's going to do it. So in this circle of life, you know, just like the world is round, it's not flat, it's round. In this circle of life, we need to pick and choose how we're going to walk it, how we're going to walk through this journey, how we're going to choose those ones that we need in our lives. It's up to you, it's up to me. But at the end of the day, and at the beginning of the day, it doesn't matter. God is still in control. And we have to remember that. We have to know that. And it's so amazing sometimes when you get a little deep like me, because I do a lot of research. And you get so deep about these new variants, right, with this pandemic. So they got Delta, right? And they got Omicron, right? And those are Greek letters, right? And we know God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Look at that. I guess some of y'all will catch that tomorrow though, right? God is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. The beginning of the Greek letter, the end of the Greek letter. And then you got the Omicron and the Delta in the middle. There's no match, y'all. They have no match for Alpha and Omega. They have no match on the power of God. So what are we going to do? Well, I know what I'm going to do. I guess the question would be, what are you going to do? And let me ask you this question for your 2022 year, right? Let me ask you this question. How much do you really trust God. Now, don't tell me, because I don't need to know, but you do. How much do you really trust him? Because there's one thing to say it, right? And another thing to show it. Don't let this year, 2022, slip you by doing the same old things in your circle. The same things. Don't let it slip you by and not change in the areas you need to change. And then next year, this time, when 2023 is coming in, you're in the same position you were in 2020, 2021, and 2022. Come on. Come on. Come on. Really? 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 I made a promise to myself, no matter what, I will keep my eyes on God. That's just my promise. You can make your own promise. But don't forget the question I asked you. How much do you really trust him? I've seen God do some phenomenal things. And you have too if you read your word. And I'm sure he's done some great things in your life. I know he has. Some you choose not to share. And some you will want the world to know. But no one can make me doubt God. No one. A pandemic. Really? Really? Whatever. Nothing and no one can make me doubt what God can do. What God can do. Nothing. And you, let me encourage you that you just may be extremely close to what God has for you. But it's up to you what you're going to do. Some of you have some great potentials for promotion. That's either job promotion, spiritually promotions. You have great potentials for promotion. But due to your insecurities, you won't allow yourself to elevate. Due to your circle, your small little circle that you have all this mess in, all this junk in, all this negative thinking, negative thoughts, negative words in, you won't allow yourself to elevate. So what you need to be doing is cleaning out that circle. Think about it. Listen. Listening audience, I need you to have the most prosperous, wonderful, great 2022. Do whatever you have to do. Make it happen. Make it happen on the things that you want, the things you desire. Make it happen based on your belief. Make it happen based on the word of God. Make it happen based on your desire, the strength you have that you don't even recognize you have. Tap into it and make it happen. Some of you have been having business ideas for years, haven't done nothing. No business plan, nothing, just thinking about it. When are you going to act on it? When are you going to make a step towards it? Some of you just sitting there thinking, dreaming. And there's nothing wrong with dreaming. Please don't take that out of context. There's nothing wrong with dreaming. But all you're going to do is dream about it. You ain't going to be about it. You're not going to make a move on it. Come on. Seriously. Don't keep going through the same thing year after year. Don't. I encourage you to keep moving. If any of you need to speak with me about anything, You need to come on my podcast. Come on this platform and encourage somebody. What have you gone through and you knew God brought you out of it? And you knew it couldn't be nobody but God because of your faith, because of your, you spoke it into existence, whatever. Share with others. That's another thing wrong with y'all too. Y'all don't want to share the goodness of God. Share his goodness. Come on. Let's share. Let's tell somebody who need to hear it. If God brought you through it, he can bring them through it. But they may need to hear your story. They may need to hear your strength. They may need to hear what you said, what you're going through, what you went through. Come on, share it. You just going to leave it to yourself? That's how you're going to do? Email me, www.wisewomenchat.com. Did I give y'all the email address or did I give y'all the website? Okay, let's redo this. that is the website. Okay, that is the website. Check it out. I'm glad the Lord allowed me to give it to you. Check it out. Check it out because you will find some phenomenal things on there. Wise women pray. Wise women trust God. Wise women have faith. Yes, we do. Right? But if you need to email me, it is wisewomenchat@gmail.com. Check out the phenomenal books, y'all. God bless me to write it, and I'm still being blessed by it. Check it out. Even if you don't purchase it from the website, you can purchase those books from Amazon.com. Purple Pearls and Morning Glory. When you want to start off your new year with this beautiful 365-day devotional, and you can start it any day you choose because it doesn't state January 1st, January 2nd, none of that. It just says day one. So you can start it January 30th if you choose, but check it out. And if you already have it, bless someone else with it. And it has blessed you. I've had hundreds of you saying it blessed you. This book is blessing you. This devotional is blessing you. Well, bless somebody else with it. Someone who'd never heard of it before. Thank you all for tuning in and listening today. The circle of life. Don't never lose insight on what God is doing in your life, in your circle. Recognize the plan he has for your life, your purpose here in life. Who you need to be around, who you need to contact, who you need to impact in your life. We're all here for a reason, for a purpose, for God's purpose, to do his will. And some of us don't know what that is. So stay in tune to him and allow him to talk to you and tell you what it is you need to be doing for such a time as this. For such a time as this. Happy New Year. Happy New You. Well, I always like to leave with a scripture. That's just what I want to do to continue to keep you all encouraged through the Word of God, no matter what the topic is about. Today's scripture is found in Isaiah. It's Isaiah 12th chapter, 2nd verse. And it reads, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation." Until next time, we will chat. Goodbye.